1. Begin transmission.
It is not, in fact, 11:14 p.m. Hello. It's 19:30 UTC, and it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And that's Hello Kitty, who is very often our sergeant at arms. What are we going to do today? Geez, I don't know. What do we ever do? What's happening now? Where am I? What's going on here?
Well, you know what my problem is? My problem is that, you know, I haven't had enough explosions. I haven't heard enough fireworks. And as I look at the calendar, I notice that Bastille Day is still 6 days away, and I can't wait that long, so I'm heading down into my basement. We're walking over to the shelves of fun stuff. Look at all this fun stuff. Oh yeah, I think we're gonna have to grab some of these. And what else do I want while we're down here? Do I feel like opening up another gross of bottle rockets, or is this dozen gonna do it for me? Put the paper open. Get that stupid wrapper off. There we go. Wrappers. Wrapping wrappers. And what else do we got over here that might be slightly entertaining right now? Oh, I still have a Naughty Nebula? I had no idea. Okay, well, we're not going to light that right now, but it's good to know that I still have one. Last night I was thinking that I'd used all those up. Now, you know what we do need, though, I think? I forgot I had these. I'm going to grab a Whistling Jupiter. Oh my god, maybe we should get two. Yeah, just in case. Throw those in my pocket. And what else we got laying around here? Oh, we might as well grab. Well, I don't know. Do I want these? Do I not want these? Do I want these? Yeah, we're going to grab some crackle bombs. Okay. Crackle bombs go in the pocket, too. And now we're going back upstairs. See, this is the whole thing about this time of year, meaning, you know, summer or not winter. The fireworks holidays are spaced too far apart. This is, of course, just my opinion. But, you know, what do normal Americans do for fireworks holidays? Pretty much just the 4th of July / Independence Day. Well, I don't know how you normal people can stand that. How are you going to have only one fireworks holiday? Oh, sure. Some people occasionally shoot off fireworks for the Occidental New Year. But still, those are basically 6 months apart. I'm putting on my shoes so we can head out the door. Into the garage we go, opening the garage door. Now, me personally, starting from the beginning of the year, I do like to light fireworks on the Occidental New Year, and then on the Lunar New Year, and then of course for Marmot Day, and then on my birthday, and then sometimes on April 1st if I want to play practical jokes with explosions on people, and then of course the 4th of July, the American Independence Day, and then Bastille Day, the French, I skipped one, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, okay, let's get up here on my deck. And then, of course, there's Guy Fawkes Day. Then there's the Night of the Powder Monkey, which is also, coincidentally, the winter solstice. All right, so here we go. Give me some bottle rocket action. Lighting the fuse on a bottle rocket. Let's listen to it go whoosh. And then bang. Yeah. Classic. Let's light another one. I do love bottle rockets. Here we go. Crackoom. And there's some birds taking umbrage at my actions. That bird's gonna shut up. Shut up, birdie. Floosh. Oh, blew up right on the pipe. Oh, that's great. Now I got some of that stinging smoke in my nose. Light another one here. Oh, I do love to just stand around and... Uh-oh, we got a problem. That one fell into the tube, but since the tube's all messed up... Oh, I really should have replaced this tube. I hear thunder, but the skies are clear. Typical this time of year. Crack. Apparently it rained a little bit this afternoon. It's all wet out here. My deck is all soaking wet. My patio's wet, and that's good, because, you know, we're lighting things on fire. It's good to have everything covered in water. Ugh. You know, all the paper from that one is raining down on me. That's fun. I do so love to light bottle rockets. Bang. Ooh, that one got some nice altitude. All right, set another one up here. Give me some whoosh, and then give me a bang. Whoosh, now bang. Another great altitude. Man, the paper's falling back down on me. I just saw the stick land on the patio. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. So let's light another bottle rocket. Whoosh! Bang! Oh, did that one not want to go? Oh, we had a failure to explode. That's no fun. Duds are a fact of life, though. Although what's funny is, out of this entire gross of bottle rockets, that's only about the second one that didn't go off. Here's another. And that one executed perfectly. We got two left. Should we do them both at the same time? Yes, I think we should. So we light one fuse, we light the second fuse, and we step back. Whoosh. One of them fell into the pipe. Then since it's blown out at the bottom, it fell onto the deck, and shot across the deck. And hit my house, bounced off, and wasn't that entertaining? Yes. Yes, it was. All right, now it's time for a Whistling Jupiter, the most dangerous firework ever invented. And it doesn't help that, why are the fuses on these so short? Okay, so here's where it gets weird. I gotta get in here like this and try to light that fuse. It's lit. Here we go. Go, baby. Whistling Jupiters. Yes, they're terribly dangerous, but at least they're not as dangerous as they used to be when we were kids. Remember when we were kids and they were tiny and orange and did not have any kind of stand, and you just had to light them and hope they didn't fly into you? Well, nowadays... Even though they still have the same four crappy fins that don't do any good to, you know, stabilize or the damn rocket, they do come with this funny little base that they're supposed to launch off of. And this one actually worked. It's a miracle. So now, since we're standing out here, let's light some of these crackle bombs. Throw them into the grass over here. Here goes one. Oh, I do love that crackly crackleness. It's such a fun thing. Okay, now we're going to see if we can do two of these at once. So we light one fuse, light the second fuse, and we throw them out into the grass. Here we go. Crack, 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 crack. Crack, 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 crack. I'm having too much fun. Hey, there's a bumblebee. Hi, Mr. Bumblebee. Don't fly into my fireworks, Mr. Bumblebee. He's probably just getting calmed by the smoke. Hey, here's a lightning bug. I mean a firefly. Oh, speaking of firefly, guess what was on TV the other night? Well, before you guess, let me light these last two crackle bombs. There's one. There's two. And throw them out into the yard. Crackledy, crackledy, crackledy. Crackledy, 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 crackledy. All right. I think it's time to light this other Whistling Jupiter. Oh, boy. Let's see. Where am I going? I'm going that way. Okay, so we light the fuse. It is lit. We step out of the way. And, see, that's why they're so damn dangerous. That thing just went completely sideways and into the trees. We got a real nice vortex of the smoke here. Did that thing even get off its base? Oh, yeah, it did. Here's the base right here. Those things are so sketchy, it's not even funny. All right, I gotta go back inside. Is it starting to rain again? Is it raining? I can't tell. Ugh. Ow. My hip is kind of bothering me. I'm gonna put this punk out and then just stick it in the ground right there. All right, so back into the great indoors we go. Do I feel satisfied? Moderately, yeah. Maybe I'll come back out here tonight when it gets dark and light some silver foxes. I do love the Black Cat Silver Fox bottle rocket. That's the bottle rocket you want at nighttime, but not during the day. So, close the garage door. And here we are, back in my lovely living room that smells like tacos, because I actually already ate today. And yes, I had yummy, yummy tacos. Oh, and look who has crawled out from one of her thunder huts. It's Baby Stinkins. Hi, baby. That's my kitty. Right, so what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Stupidest franchise in the history of mankind. No, wait. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Firefly. Now, do you remember that show? I don't. I never saw it. Because I don't think it was on long enough. How many episodes did they air? Like all of two? I don't even know, but all I remember was that there was all this great big hype about, oh, there was going to be this great new show by Joss Whedon, and oh, he's such a genius, and blah, blah, blah. Really? The guy that gave us Buffy the Vampire Slayer? I'll pass. Why do I take a pass on this one? Because I'm not a 14-year-old girl? I'm not even a tween? So, anywho. Apparently, there's a lot of sci-fi fans out there that thought Firefly was just the coolest thing. And so, a couple nights ago, I actually made the effort to watch the movie Serenity. Now, I don't know much about the franchise itself, but I'm at a loss. I tried to watch Serenity, and this isn't the first time I tried to watch it. it just happened to be on again, and, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was thinking, you know, what was that stupid Joss Whedon science fiction thing that was so terrible? And yeah, it was on. And so I thought, okay, I better sit down and watch this so I can understand what all the hype is about and why everybody thought it was so cool and all this stupid stuff. Well, okay. The truth of the matter is, I tried to watch it. It was so bad that I couldn't even make it through the whole movie, and that's pretty rare for our little Tobster. One of the main problems was that the guy, the lead, what's his name? Nathan Fillion, the guy who played the commander of the Serenity spaceship, the guy can't act. He has no facial expressions. He has no way to emote. He has no type of expression whatsoever. And so I just couldn't buy whatever he was selling. And it was kind of obvious that he was supposed to be, you know, the Han Solo character. I mean, it's a direct ripoff. He pretty much dressed the same, had the same attitude, and he was some kind of illegal smuggler. Who knows what this guy was supposed to be, but it was too weak. I found all the other characters to be a little bit too stock. And if we're going to, you know, use stock characters, why not just do Commedia dell'arte or melodrama? The girl was kind of cute. The fruity Odie Bar girl. It's like, okay, but that's about all she had. Everybody else was dumb. There was Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball. He was some kind of guy who didn't seem to have a purpose. No, wait, that's right. He was the pilot, because even though the technology is so good that somehow they have magic gravity in a spaceship that even overcomes inertia and everything, somehow these spaceships still need to have an actual human pilot. Okay, that makes no sense whatsoever, but none of this stuff does. To make things worse, they constantly called their spaceship a boat. And if you've ever heard me talk about space before, you know that spaceships are not boats. And there's no such thing as artificial gravity and blah, 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 blah. It was a terrible movie. At one point in time, I remembered that I was supposed to be watching it. And this was after I stopped watching it, obviously. And I turned back to it, and it was just some fighting stuff. And this whole movie, it seems to me, could have just taken place in a foreign country. It didn't need to be space-based. Nothing went on in space. It didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. And, you know, I don't think I could complain about it anymore. I'm actually tired of complaining about it. Is it even worth complaining about? I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it again. Maybe I actually need to, you know, sit down and watch all of Serenity from beginning to end. But, oh God, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. We better check to see if it's on right now. I'm sitting in front of my TV. We've got an episode of NCIS with Mark Harmon. Ironically, Summer School was on one of the deep cable channels last night, too. And I laughed. Oh, I laughed. I don't mean to say I watched the movie and it was so humorous that I laughed. I'd laugh because why is that stupid piece of crap even being aired? But I digress. All right. Oh my God, I'm missing Godzilla. Wait, which Godzilla is it? Oh, it's like the most brand new one. Oh, that's terrible. I saw the original Gojira a few nights ago, and it was the Japanese version, not the American let's slip Raymond Burr into a few scenes version that doesn't make any sense. So that was awesome. And then the sequel, Godzilla Rides Again, was on right after it, so that was great. I had a great black and white Godzilla night a couple nights ago. Apparently SpongeBob SquarePants is on Nickelodeon. Who knew that was still being played? Do-do-do-do-do. Going through all the channels. And there's not anything on except some Frank Sinatra movies. and some shopping networks. Let's go check to see what is on the Cowboy Channel, which I like to call the Horse Channel. Now I can't remember what numbered channel it is. Oh, it's around here somewhere. There's nothing on. Oh, and why do we need Chelsea Clinton and Barbara Bush addressing CARE National whatever on C-SPAN? I'm not even going to even ask what that's all about. Eddie and the Cruisers 2. Eddie lives. Oh, don't get me started. All right. What is going on here? This is supposed to be the Cowboy Channel. Why am I not getting any Cowboy Channels? Oh, it is the Cowboy Channel. They just have it labeled and scheduled wrong on the stupid schedule thingy. Okay, so here we have cowboys and they're roping stuff. This is rodeo business. Oh, that reminds me. Remember yesterday when I was talking about the Cowboy Channel and I was watching it and I was going to have to watch it to see what percherons are because there was going to be that show about percherons and I said, hey, I wonder what the hell a percheron is. Then I started thinking, well, it's either one of two things. It's either a horse or it's a cow. Because this is, in fact, the Cowboy Channel, and it can't be anything else. So I watched the show, and guess what? I was right. It was a horse or a cow. Now, which one do you think it is? If you know, don't tell anybody else, because I'll tell you in 3 seconds. You have 3 seconds to guess. A percheron is a horse, and it's a cool horse. They're all black. They're very stealth. It's a stealth horse, and they have little fluffy skirts around their hooves, and their hooves are really big. And this is the part of the rodeo where the two guys rope a cow. Did they win? I don't know. What are they trying to do here? they captured the cow. So anyway, I watched the show about percherons, the horses, and there was six of them, and they pull this wagon, and it was painted with that special paint. Oh, my cat's doing kitty poops. Let's listen to the kitty poop sounds. Here we go. Oh, that's kitty poop sounds. I think we're all done with kitty poop sounds, though. Yep. Yeah, the cat box is, you know, like 4 meters away from where I'm sitting. So now I get to smell the fresh kitty poops. And I suppose that's appropriate. I mean, I am watching a cowboy thing. And if you've ever been around cows, they smell kind of poopy. So, yeah, do I feel like watching these guys rope cows? And aren't they cheating? See, they got the cow in a little pen. I don't know what you call this thing. It's like a gate for, you know, like, if you go to the horse track, you know, they load the horses into the gate and then they release them, right? Ka-ting! Well, this is what this is, except it's just one thing and it's for a little cow. And so they let the cow run out and then the cowboys come out and they throw their ropes at the cow and, oh, these guys just failed. That's too bad. One guy ropes the horns, one guy ropes the back legs, which is awesome. I love it. Can't get enough of this. But I'm sorry. How is this fair to the cow? He's got no chance of getting away. Because they got him in this pen and then they release him all pretty much at the same time. If you want to impress me, let that cow run around loose. You know, and then send the guys out to get him. It's, you know, give the cow a bigger head start. I'm trying to measure the... Here, they're going to release another one here. What's the head start on this cow? They're loading the cow up into the chute, and come on, let him run. There he goes, whizzing, and he got all of about 3 steps out of the chute before, boom, he gets roped. That's not fair for the cows. You know what they should do is they should have the one little cow that they're supposed to rope, then they should have a bunch of really mad bulls running around in their arena at the same time. So not only do they have to try to get the little cow, they have to avoid the big cows. That would be a funner game. I'd watch that. And this guy's rope is pink, and his horse is wearing purple socks. Okay, that's cool. One, I didn't know that that was a thing. You know, socks for horses. Should I be designing horse socks? Maybe I should. And these guys... What's this guy? This guy's name is Dakota Kirchenschlager, which means cold church. Something about a cold church. And anyway, now I'm starting to wonder about these ropes that they're... Excuse me. These lariats that these cowboys are using. These look like they're highly specialized lariats. I'm wondering how much they cost, and where do I buy one? I don't actually live too far away from a feed and grain store. Probably, you know, just like a mile and a half away. I'm sure this feed and grain store was out in the boonies back when it started, but, you know, the town grew around it, and so... I live really close to one. And, okay, so team roping, okay, makes sense. They're showing a graphic on the screen. This little sport is called team roping. I like it. Except I think they should give that cow a bigger head start. And they roped him. One guy got his horns, and the other guy got his back legs. And that's... I can see where that would be difficult to do. How do you rope the back two legs of a cow that's running? I mean, maybe I need to buy a lariat. Maybe I need to practice roping cows. I'm going to rope you first. Yeah, stinky. I can smell you. I can practice roping on my cat. You want to get a rope? You want to get roped like a kitty? I'll put some horns on you. We'll get some kitty horns. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. She says, yeah, you come at me, bro. Get a lariat and come at me. That's what my cat is thinking right now. And the impressive thing about this team roping business is that they do all this in all of 4 seconds. Really? We're going to have to time this ourselves to see. And when do they start the clock? 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000, 4,000. Oh, the guy missed the back legs of the cow. They failed to qualify. But they sure got cool cowboy hats on. I'm thinking I might have to go buy a cowboy hat. Because I am such a cowboy. I don't even know where to buy them anymore. I used to know where the cowboy hat stores were. There used to be one at 72nd and Dodge. And then it moved out to like 132nd and Center. And now I don't know where the cowboy hat store is. Maybe I should go to the feed and grain store and ask them. They might know where the cowboy hats are. That reminds me. See, I have two feed and grain stores close by. I've got the feed and grain store, plus I got a Tractor Supply Company store about a mile and a half in the other direction. Let's see, it's a mile to that intersection from my house, and then it's probably another... Geez, it's not even another half mile, I don't think. It's across the street from Walmart. Walmart. I hate Walmart so much. Oh, geez, now I kind of feel like going to Tractor Supply Company. What did I want to get? Something, I was thinking something not too long ago. I was thinking, you know, where would I find something like that? And I was thinking, I know what it was. It was an electric fence charger. Oh, I can think of all kinds of super fun things to do with an electric fence charger. But I'm going to probably have to tell you all about those ideas at a different time, because right now it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that to see what I get up to. You never know what's going to happen, but right now I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.